Peter, Forbes put Buffalo as the number three best city in the country to buy an affordable home. Just wanted to get your thoughts and what you make of Forbes's ratings with Buffalo being a top city to buy an affordable home.
I think it's great publicity for our community, and it speaks to what we've known for a long time, and certainly has been the case for a long time, that we've always been a very affordable town relative to any other major city in this country, even a mid-range city. So it's good news. It's affirmation of, I think, what we all kind of felt here.
What do you believe goes into the rating for these cities, how it kind of works when it comes to the buying of affordable home in the U.S.?
Well, I read through all the various categories that they kind of slice and dice to come up with that ranking, and I'm not sure that any one is more valid than the next, but it really boils down to cost of living factored into the cost of the house itself. So it's not just a matter of the price of the home itself. It's a matter of taxation and other factors that go into a composite that we would call affordability.
Do you agree with Forbes's analysis of Buffalo in their study?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's a good indication of something that we should be proud of, and also something that we should market, frankly, because as you look at the opportunities this community has in terms of investment in technology infrastructure, for example, it will make us that much more attractive, I think, for people that may be considering moving with a career opportunity such as that. And I think it validates a lot of other things going on here, too. We have an enormous and highly sophisticated infrastructure in terms of everything from sports to art, to museums, to water resources, to just our climate even, which I think people underplay as a real asset. And I think if you put all those things together and add to that the incredible affordability that they put us in Forbes, for example, I think it just adds to something that I think many of us have felt, but now is validated on a more widespread national basis.
Forbes gave Buffalo the only perfect rating of 100 for affordability score in their assessment. What credence does that type of rating carry?
Well, I think for the average person, not much except a feel-good thing. You really have to dig through that article to get an understanding of that, but I just think, again, I keep repeating this, but I think it's just something that we should all feel good about, that this is that somebody else has said something that we might have felt or believed in our hearts, but now it's validated. Now the world can see that this is a great place to buy a home, and I think that's because they factor in livability, as I said before, and they factor in other aspects of a lifestyle that contribute to something called affordability. And I just think it's another asset that we have that we should be marketing. And I know places like Visit Buffalo Niagara and Invest Buffalo Niagara are all over this kind of thing.
I know they also factor in lifestyle score, inventory score. They also made mention of how close the proximity is Buffalo to, say, the Great Lakes. Is there anything else in the assessment, or what more do you think that Buffalo should be regarded for in these types of ratings that maybe Forbes didn't cover?
Well, I think there's a subjective element to this that I just had a conversation with a representative of the city yesterday. We have to put our stake in the ground someplace about what we are, who we are, that makes us better and different. And as far as I'm concerned, this is the most beautiful mid-sized city in the United States. And I've had the opportunity to see a lot of the mid-sized cities, and there's nice things everywhere. But you put the whole package together, including professional sports, including one of the top three or four art museums and collections in the United States, including two Great Lakes and the Niagara River, and 90 miles of undeveloped waterfront in the Niagara Frontier. You put that package together, and it's awfully hard to beat. And the beauty of it is something that I think we take for granted. I just think that's one element that we should claim as ours.